Here is a summary of key decisions and announcements from Ladysmith Council's regular meeting on June 3. Island Corridor Foundation presents Shared Vision Update. Thomas Bevan, CEO of the Island Corridor Foundation, gave a presentation on the foundation's ongoing work and the Island Corridor Shared Vision Project. Funded by an $18 million provincial grant, the initiative is exploring potential uses for the rail corridor that runs through 80% of island communities, including Ladysmith. Bevan emphasized that reconciliation must be the starting point for any future development, noting that the corridor passes through multiple First Nations lands, including Chemainus territory. He said meaningful engagement is underway with individual nations to determine local priorities. In addition to transportation possibilities such as dual-mode high-rail buses that can run on both road and track, Bevan highlighted the potential for the corridor to support trails, utilities, and other public uses. He also noted the $1 million REDIP grant for the Ladysmith Station, which will play a future role in waterfront revitalization. Councillors expressed interest in multimodal and flexible transit solutions, particularly low-cost alternatives such as high-rail buses. Bevan confirmed the foundation is open to all corridor uses and fully supports reversion of rights where First Nations do not consent to development. Mixed-use development approved for 1305 Rocky Creek Road. Council approved a development variance permit and development permit for a proposed mixed-use development at 1305 Rocky Creek Road. The project includes 7 commercial units and 6 residential units across 2 buildings. One building will be a single-story commercial structure, while the other will feature commercial space on the first 2 floors and residential units above. To accommodate the site slope, variances were granted to increase the height of a retaining wall and to reduce required stepping. The commercial use was also approved for the second story. The development meets guidelines for commercial and multi-unit residential development permit areas and includes a publicly accessible plaza, preserved mature trees and outdoor restaurant seating. Landscape security of $258,614.80. A refundable deposit held by the town to ensure the developer completes all required landscaping will be provided. Temporary short-term rental approved for caretaker dwelling. Council approved a temporary use permit for 930 Ludlow Road, allowing a short-term rental to continue operating in an existing caretaker dwelling. The permit includes conditions such as obtaining a business license, meeting minimum booking requirements, and providing on-site parking. Located in the industrial zone near the marina, the unit is not considered part of the town's typical rental housing stock and is within walking distance of downtown and waterfront amenities. Staff noted the rental supports tourism and workforce housing needs without significantly impacting long-term housing availability. Colonia Dam decommissioning added to existing contract. Council approved a $448,330 change order to expand the scope of Spider Mountain Excavators Limited's existing contract to include decommissioning of the Colonia Dam. The contractor was previously selected to decommission Mackey Dam through a competitive process. The proximity of the two sites allows for cost savings and reduced trail disruption by bundling the work into a single construction period. Council also approved budget adjustments to reflect the new scope. Show and Shine Traffic Control, Council opts to override staff authority. Council spent considerable time debating how to handle traffic safety for the upcoming Ladysmith Show and Shine, in light of heightened municipal expectations for certified traffic control plans at public events. These stricter standards have become more common across BC following the 2023 Lapu Lapu Day tragedy in Vancouver, which drew attention to liability and safety risks at street festivals and parades. Event organizers requested the town cover the cost of a professional traffic management plan, but multiple funding proposals were defeated. While staff emphasized the legal requirement under Section 14 of the Special Event Bylaw for such plans to be prepared by a qualified professional and approved by the corporate officer, councillors expressed concern about the financial strain on community groups and the short timeline for adjusting to new standards. After rejecting motions to fund the plan directly or through a grant in aid, Council voted 4-3 to override the bylaw requirement and allow non-accredited volunteers to design and implement the plan. The decision increases the town's liability but was supported by councillors who felt the risk was manageable and the expectations had not been clearly communicated to organizers. Letter received from Housing Minister Ravi Kallone. Council received correspondence from BC's Minister of Housing, Ravi Kallone, regarding small-scale multi-unit housing. The letter acknowledged ongoing provincial efforts to support housing diversity and encouraged local governments to collaborate on implementation strategies.